Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Good morning, Dean. Let's talk about Steve Martin, and I guess he's not going to be a regular on Saturday Night Live, is he?
No, the minute that Minnesota Governor Tim Walz was announced as the vice presidential candidate on the Democratic ticket, they wondered who would play him on Saturday Night Live. And Steve Martin's name came up, and he weighed in on it all yesterday, said that he was approached by Lorne Michaels, the producer of Saturday Night Live, and that he has officially declined the offer, says he's not an impressionist, said that you really need somebody who can nail the guy. And he said, I only got picked because I have gray hair and glasses, which probably is true. But SNL alum Maya Rudolph has confirmed that she will be on the show playing Vice President Harris on their upcoming 50th season of the show. So the search will continue now for someone to play Governor Walz.
And they've got until the premiere September 28. Jack Black is talking about Tenacious D. What's the story?
Well, you know, when there was the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, Tenacious D was playing, doing a concert in Australia, and the guitarist in Tenacious D, Jack Black's partner, Kyle Gass, said on stage, don't miss Trump next time. Everybody was shocked, including Jack Black. He said he was completely blindsided by that. And right after that happened, they completely canceled the Tenacious D tour, which was supposed to be going on. But on the red carpet, where I've been the last couple of days in Hollywood, Jack Black was among those. He's in the new movie called Borderlands, and he was asked about this, and he said that Tenacious D will be back. He said we had to take a break, but we will reorganize. We will come back after that comment was made on stage during the performance in Australia.
I think I know where you are today, Dean. You're out collecting garbage, and you're going to get back to the WGN-TV studios and dump the trash on Larry Potash's head to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the Dave Matthews Band septic tank incident.
Yeah, garbage gate, as it has been called. When Dave Matthews dumped his garbage on the Chicago Bridge. Poor guy, you know, it was an incredibly stupid thing to do, but also it was 20 years ago. Dave Matthews has apologized like 10 million times. He's made countless donations to, Chicago groups and environmental groups, and give the guy a break a little bit, for it. It's not something it's not like, they let's go out on the bridge and throw garbage. It was turned out to be a mistake, and it was so long ago, but it's something that's going to live with them forever, unfortunately. The dumping of the garbage on the bridge.
August 8th, 2004. Yeah. Boy, this Deadpool Wolverine movie is, just to call it a hit, is an understatement, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's a juggernaut. There's no question about it. It's making tons of money. People are going to see it like crazy. And it is right around, if you were to measure the box office numbers right now, it's right around $900 million worldwide, and they are expecting, after this weekend, they're expecting it to be number one again this weekend. The movie will hit the $1 billion mark, and they are saying that after that happens, it will become only the second USR-rated movie ever to make $1 billion The last one, first one, was the Joker back in 2019. So, you know, despite whether you loved it or didn't love it, it's definitely raking in the money like crazy.
$1 billion with a B. And pretty scary stuff, this Taylor Swift story, isn't it, Dean?
Oh, it's getting worse and worse, actually. Police in Austria have issued some new information about these terrorism threats for Taylor Swift's concerts that were scheduled in Vienna. The concerts now, unfortunately for the fans there, have all been called off. And that is because a terrorist plot was discovered that targeted the stadium where the shows were supposed to take place. And listen to this. It's a couple of teenagers who are behind all of this. The government officials there have confirmed that they have arrested a 17-year-old suspect who began working at the venue just a few days before the shows were supposed to take place. In the home of this 17-year-old, authorities found Islamic State and Al-Qaeda material. There was a 19-year-old who was also arrested, alleged to be part of this whole thing. So I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot more details about it, but it's pretty terrifying. You know, you think that, you know, people just want to go to a concert and enjoy the music, and especially for a Taylor Swift concert, the audience is probably going to be predominantly young. Mm-hmm. And to think that somebody would launch something like this on a group of young people is, you know, makes it absolutely more horrific. So the tickets are going to be refunded. All the tickets are going to be refunded for these Vienna concerts. And they are amping up security now for her next scheduled concerts, which are going to be the end of the tour, scheduled for Wembley Stadium in London, August 15th through the 20th. But they are, the reports from officials in all of these cities are saying, you know, they're amping up security in all of these places because of the kinds of threats, unfortunately, that are now out there.
Yeah, you hate to hear that, but appreciate the new information on that, Dean. How did your conversation with Kevin Hart go?
Oh, it was really fun. I haven't seen him in a long time. We were talking about, doesn't seem that long ago, but really it's 20 or maybe 25 years that I first started interviewing Kevin Hart when he would come into Chicago, like, you know, like a lot of the comedians do. They come in and they work Zanies or they work, you know, some of the smaller comedy clubs, and they stop by and, you know, they chat to promote their shows. Kevin's been doing that for all of these years, so I've known him for a really long time, and he is arguably now one of the biggest stars in the world with all of his motion pictures and all of his different enterprises that he has. His latest is a motion picture that will be opening tomorrow called Borderlands. Some of you might be familiar with the video game Borderlands. They have taken that concept and now turned it into an action movie, which also stars Oscar winners Cate Blanchett and Jamie Lee Curtis and Jack Black and Gina Gershon and Edgar Ramirez. Talked to them all on the red carpet at famous Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard yesterday, and that we'll be bringing you those interviews. We'll have them on my Sunday show this coming weekend. But part of what we talked with Kevin about was his newly announced Chicago Theater concert that is coming up, for which tickets just went on sale.
Kevin Hart, acting my age, yes, Chicago Theater, January 3rd.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back to Chicago when it's the coldest.
Yes, yes, that's where you come. You come when it's the coldest, yeah. So you get to experience Chicago for what Chicago really is.
Yeah.
And Chicago is the best when it provides that ultimate cold climate. That's where you guys flourish. That's where you guys come out, show up, and show out. And
do you remember when we dragged you and Ice Cube,
yes,
over to Wrigley,
yes,
Field and had hot,
in the cold,
hot dogs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
I always quote you when you said, this is disrespectful cold.
The weather definitely had no level of respect attached to how it was punching me in the face that day. But I wouldn't have it any other way.
What can we expect from the tour?
You know, you can expect great material. It's called Acting My Age. I'm tapping into me in this new unique space of life, but in a manner that only I can. It's a little raw, a little edgy, but in a good way. I think the audience has been waiting for me to kind of tap back into this place when it comes to stand-up. So I can't wait to give you guys what I think you desperately have been waiting for and what you also deserve. You know, it's like a light switch. I can flick it on and flick it off. I made the choice to flick it on this one.
I love that we're going to get Kevin Hart in space now in Borderlands.
This is
a whole new thing for you, right?
This is a big one. You know, it's a different look, a different feel. But more importantly, what I think I love the most about it is that it's something unique to the fan base. So I'm unexpected and you know, not necessarily what people would think Roland could be, which is what made it that much more of a challenge to do. So after taking on the challenge, surpassing the challenge, the next thing is just to get people to come out and see it so that you guys can understand, get on the same page that we all are, which is knowing why Roland's so special, why the choice was made, and why the material is definitely what it's supposed to be. I think you guys are in for a treat.
Hey, Jack.
What do you think about Jack Black coming up behind you?
I think Jack Black is great.
I can't believe I'm interrupting.
Give me a hug, man.
Wait a minute.
My guy.
Jamie Lee
so
Curtis.
Clean.
Also.
I'm afraid to touch it because I don't want to.
Look at this.
Jamie Lee.
She don't like to be left out of hugs.
I like
Jamie
hugs.
Don't like to be left out of hugs.
This is an A-list hug, right?
It's an A-list hug.
I'm getting it.
A very big A-list hug.
A lot of celebrity photobombing there, huh?
Yeah, big time. I was talking to Kevin, and Jack Black comes up behind him, and then Jamie Lee Curtis. Kate Blanchett was wearing a top that was made completely out of bent spoons. I'll be showing that on TV, and I'll post something on social media so you can all see that. Tickets for Kevin's Chicago Theater Show, January 3rd, by the way. Pre-sales went on sale yesterday. General ticket sales go on sale tomorrow.
Dean Richards, talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, sir.